Avadam Kijai, Macharadam Kijai, Navadipnam Kijai, Jagadavasnami Kijai, Munamai Kijai, Shimada Galasi Devi Kijai, Samveda Bhakta, Vrindi Kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Om. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, Shri Guru and Gauranga, Shri Prabhupada Kijai. Okay, so we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 8, Text 6. I think you have 7 up there, but we're on 6 today.
Yes, 7.
But 6, we're actually on 6. Because yesterday we actually talked about the appearance day of these two great personalities. So we didn't do Bhagavatam yesterday. So Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Now we got Tulsi watching and Sudharma from the United States and Tulsi from here. So, Dota Atma, Purusha, Krishna, Paramulam, Na Munchati Mukta Sarva Pariklesha Pantaha Swa Shananam Yata Doktatma Purusha Krishna Paramulam Na Munchati Mukta Sarva Pariklesha Panta Swashananam Yata Doktatma Purusha Krishna Padamulam Namunchati Mukta Sarva Pariklesha Panta Swashananam Yata Doktatma Purusha Krishna Paramulam Namunchati Mukta Sarva Pariklesha Panta Swashananam Yata. Okay.
Dota Atma,
whose heart has been cleansed.
Purushaha,
the living being.
Krishna,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Paramulam,
the shelter of the lotus feet.
Never. Munchati. Gives up. Mukta.
Liberated.
Sarva.
All.
Pariklesha.
Pariklesha.
Of
all miseries of life.
Of all miseries of life.
Pantaha.
Pantaha.
The traveler.
The traveler.
Swasharanam.
Swasharanam.
In his own abode.
In his own abode.
Yata.
Yata.
As it were.
As it were.
Translation. A pure devotee of the Lord whose heart has once been cleansed by the process of devotional service never relinquishes. Relinquishes means giving up. The lotus feet of Lord Krishna, for they fully satisfy him as a traveler is satisfied at home after a troubled journey. So purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. One who is not a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord Krishna is not completely cleansed in the heart. But a perfectly cleansed person never quits the devotional service of the Lord. In discharging such devotional service as ordered by Brahmaji to Narada in the preaching of Srimad Bhagavatam, sometimes a representative of the Lord engaged in preaching work meets various so-called difficulties. This was exhibited by Lord Nityananda when he delivered the two fallen souls, Jagai and Madai. And similarly, Lord Jesus Christ was crucified by the non-believers. But such difficulties are very gladly suffered by the devotees in preaching because in such activities, although apparently very severe, the devotees of the Lord feel transcendental pleasure because the Lord is satisfied. Prahlad Maharaj suffered greatly, but still he never forgot the lotus feet of the Lord. This is because a pure devotee of the Lord is so purified in his heart that he cannot leave the shelter of Lord Krishna in any circumstances. There is no self-interest in such service. The progress of cultivating knowledge by the jnanis or the bodily gymnastics of the yogis are ultimately given up by their respective performers. But a devotee of the Lord cannot give up the service of the Lord, for he is ordered by his spiritual master. Pure devotees like Narada and Nityananda Prabhu take up the order of the spiritual master as the sustenance of life. That means sustenance means that which maintains one. What does sustenance mean, Keshu? You're not listening. Sustenance means that which maintains one. You know, sustenance like food. They do not mind what becomes of the future of their lives. They take the matter very seriously as the order comes from the higher authority, from the representative of the Lord, or from the Lord himself. The example set herein is very appropriate. A traveler leaves home to search for wealth in far distant places, sometimes in the forest, and sometimes on the ocean, and sometimes on hilltops. Certainly, there are many troubles for the traveler when he is in such unknown places. But all such troubles are at once mitigated. That means they're taken care of or erased. As soon as the sense of his family affection is remembered, and as soon as he returns home, he forgets all such troubles on the way. A pure devotee of the Lord is exactly in a family tie with the Lord, and therefore he is undeterred in discharging his duty in a full affectionate tie with the Lord. So, Dautatma Purusha Krishna Padamulam Namunchati Muktasavapati Klesha Pantaswa Sharanom Yata. So, Omagana Timiranda Shah Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unminitam Genetasmai Shigurave Namaha. So, it is obvious in this particular purport that Prabhupada is referring to himself. How come I'm saying that? Does anyone know?
You left India to go through.
That's right. And
He endured so many difficulties in doing so.
Yeah, just like the traveler in the forest.
I mean, just like the traveler in the forest. Even in India, I mean, basically he had no money, and even to print his books, Prabhupada had to give up eating. When Prabhupada would go to the printer would ask Prabhupada, have you eaten? And Prabhupada said, no, it's all right. And the printer would give Prabhupada something to eat. Amazing. And then Prabhupada, in preaching and distributing his books, got gored by a bull, and nobody was there in Delhi, and nobody was there to help him. You know, it's not like here in Australia that if you got, of course you couldn't get gored by a bull in the middle of the street, but there's no bulls running around the street. But let's say something happened, you know, a car hit you or something, people would come out and help you. But in India, you know, Prabhupada, nobody helped Prabhupada, and Prabhupada just had to walk back on his own.
Not even his disciples helped?
There were no disciples. This is before he came to America.
Oh.
There was no one. He was alone. He was like, the title of the chapter in Prabhupada Lilamrita is, I think, crying out in the wilderness or something like that. You know, the Prabhupada was just, no one was there. He was all alone. His godbrothers, he tried to move into one of the temples of his godbrothers and then tried to improve things there. And his godbrothers said, you know, just basically hit the road. Here's some money for one or two dhotis and, you know, go goodbye. I mean, it's just like, amazing story. Why? I don't know why. I can't analyze his godbrothers. But Prabhupada was the one who was fixed on the order of his spiritual master, which is mentioned here. And many of his godbrothers, not that I'm going to criticize any of them, were not accepting the order of their spiritual master to form a governing body commission and organize the Gaudiya Math. You know what the Gaudiya Math is?
Yeah.
He doesn't. Gaudiya Math is the organization of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You've heard of him before?
Oh, I've heard of him, yes.
I've heard of the organization. Okay. So that's the organization. There were 64 Gaudiya Maths all over India. And, you know, I visited many of them as I traveled around India. And what happened is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told his disciples, when I leave, you make a governing body commission, which you call the GBC. He named that name after the Indian Railway Managing System, which was called the Governing Body Commission. And then you manage cooperatively. But instead, his disciples thought, well, we need another, what?
Leader.
Yeah, leader, but another starts with an A. Acharya. We need another acharya. What's an acharya? Acharya is one who basically sets the mood for the whole institution. Now, all of us are supposed to be acharyas with a little a. What does that mean? Achar means what? Not mango pickles. Achar means behavior. And prachar means what?
Misbehavior.
Preaching. What you say. Prachar and achar. There's two words. Misbehavior. So, achar means, so acharya is one who acts nicely and also speaks nicely. That's implicit in that word. And, but that's with a small a. Now with a big a, it means someone who is in charge of a whole institution and actually the guru of the institution. So instead of following their spiritual master's order, what they did is they appointed an acharya, you know, big guy in charge of the institution. And there was some fighting, and one of the acharyas blooped. You know what blooping is, Keshav? No. Blooping basically is a word that Srila Prabhupada invented. It means that someone leaves Krishna consciousness. And the way Prabhupada invented it, he said, when someone leaves Krishna consciousness, they fall down, and they hit the water and they go bloop.
Oh, okay, I understand.
That's the word. That's the word. It's a Prabhupada word. It's not in the dictionary. You say, he blooped. That means bloop. He hit the water, hit the dirt, whatever. So, anyway, so they had problems with the acharyas because they didn't follow the order of the spiritual master. And ultimately, there were so many problems. And then they fought, and now the Gaudiya Math is not the Gaudiya Math, it's Gaudiya Maths.
Yeah.
In plural. You understand? Previously, it was one organization. Headquarters was in Calcutta. The main temple was in Sridhar Mayapur. It was this beautiful temple that the deities of Gandharvika, Giridhari, which were installed by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and you have the four acharyas there. Anyone's been to that temple? You've been to that temple, right?
I'm pretty sure.
You went, I took you there. Yeah. Or you went there. They had the four acharyas from these four different sampradayas. Anyway, so that was the Gaudiya Math, but now it's all these different organizations, and then they fought in court over each other. The properties. It's mine! No, it's mine! You know, like little kids sometimes fight. Did you ever fight with your sister like that? It's mine! And she would say, it's mine!
Okay.
It's mine.
And then you say that it's yours, and then they keep saying it's yours.
And yeah, and then just to settle it all, you go to your parents.
Yeah.
So what they did is they fought with each other over different properties, and to settle it all, they went to the court. But the court is not exactly like your parents. They can settle it right away. The court can take 30, 40, 50 years in India. So they kept fighting and spending more money on the lawyers than the property was worth to begin with. That's in India. So because they didn't follow the order of the guru. And Prabhupada said the order of the guru is the active principle in spiritual life. So if one, Prabhupada says the order of the spiritual master is the sustenance of life. That's an interesting word, sustenance. In other words, sustenance means that which maintains you, sustains you. It comes from the word sustain. Sustane, whatever it is in Latin. I don't remember the Latin. But to actually maintain your life, like food, air, and shelter, these are all the sustenance. You understand? And so the order of the spiritual master, I'm going to repeat this, is the sustenance of life. That's pretty interesting. Because we think so many other things are the sustenance of life. Money, you know, whatever. Mobile phones, everything like that's the sustenance of life. And Prabhupada said, when they follow like that, they do not mind what becomes of the future of their lives. And so you see amongst the disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada had that mood. You know, he didn't mind because he was in Vrindavan. And Vrindavan for a pure devotee means that he's seen Krishna. Because Krishna is not manifest for those not pure devotees. Naham prakasya sarvasya yoga maya samavrata. And even Vrindavan's not manifest. I mean, when you go to Vrindavan, what do you see? Like monkeys and temples, right? Mm-hmm. And pigs. And dirt, right? And all sorts of plastic bags everyone throws all over the place. And so when the pure devotee goes, he sees beneath the surface. You know what a veneer is? No, you don't know what a veneer. Let's say, I don't know if this table has a veneer. Yeah, it probably does. Veneer is like a cover and there's something else below the surface. Like if you have a cheap furniture. Oh, that's cheap furniture. This is not, but that's cheap furniture. What do I mean? Look, what's there?
It's just like sawdust. It's layered.
Yeah, it's just like chip wood that they glued together.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's cheap. And on top, there's some cover so it looks half decent, but after a while, what? If you get a little hole in it, you see what it's actually like. At the top, there's a hole.
It's really tacky.
It's tacky. Mm-hmm. So, it's the opposite with the holy dom. On the top is tacky. The covering of yoga maya is tacky. And when you go through the tacky stuff, then you actually see the real Vrindavan. And the real Vrindavan is like Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kelpa Vriksha Lakshapati. There's desire trees and gems and Surabhi. What's a Surabhi? Keshav. Don't know. Surabhi. Oh my God. It's Surabhi cow.
Oh, that's special. Desire cow. It's
a desire cow. Desire cow. I'm trying to keep him attentive in class. It's a cow that can give you anything. Can give you ice cream, milk, whatever you want. So that's called the Surabhi cow. So if one actually sees below that veneer, then one sees the real Vrindavan. And Prabhupada was seeing the real Vrindavan. He was there. And he was actually, completely absorbed in Krishna Lila. Yep, because he took the order of his spiritual master as his life and soul, or his sustenance of life, which is the same thing. He left. And then he left, and he endured all these austerities, some of which I mentioned, like heart attacks and other things like that, and getting sick on the boat, and being alone in New York, like that. And he was always with his spiritual master because he was remembering the order of the spiritual master. So in other words, he was fully satisfied because wherever he went, he brought Vrindavan with him. You understand? Wherever a pure devotee is, he turns that place into a holy place. It's amazing. Just like wherever Prabhupada visited, we establishes those places as memorials to Prabhupada, and those are holy places. Where Prabhupada slept for the night. In the mundane world, they do that with your mundane politicians, isn't it? Like in America, we have our George Washington, who's supposed to be the father of our country. That doesn't mean he had so many children that all of us are descendants. But it means, anyway, whatever it means. And so wherever he slept, then you have his bed is roped off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know if you have any heroes like this in Australia.
No.
No,
no, you don't really care about anybody.
No.
Yeah.
Fiji, you probably don't have anyone like that. But it's just... Anyway, he's considered like a role model, and even they have big statues, not deities, they're just statues to different people, like in America, like Abraham Lincoln, you've heard of him?
Oh, yes.
And George Washington. And so, but of course, and in India they have statues to people like Nehru, and Prabhupada said that the puja that these statues get is like the pigeons. They pass stool on them. They do puja. They pass stool on the statues outside.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada said once a year, the municipal sweeper, that means, the street sweeper, goes and he cleans it off with a brush. And they put a garland. They put a garland on the statue that's been cleaned from the pigeon stool with a sweeper's brush. And they have a ceremony. Anyway.
Wow.
That's Prabhupada's words.
People are crazy.
It's kind of, people are crazy. So anyway, but when a pure devotee has been somewhere, that place is a holy place. Or when a pure devotee has sat somewhere, if you have a seat that Prabhupada sat on, that seat can be worshipped. Or even the remnants of a pure, some remnants like the clothes you can wear, not the shoes. Not the shoes, not the socks. They're in ecstasy. So Prabhupada created all these different holy places. In fact, whenever Prabhupada established a temple, that temple was as good as Krishna Loka. If the devotees remained strict in Krishna consciousness. Because by the actions of Krishna consciousness, a mundane place can be transformed into a spiritual place. It's like an embassy of the spiritual world. Prabhupada said the temples were embassies of the spiritual world. So in other words, wherever Prabhupada went, because he was following the order of the spiritual master, that was his home. That was Vrindavan. That's very interesting. So therefore, this verse describes Prabhupada. Pure devotee of the Lord, whose heart has been cleansed by the process of devotional service, never relinquishes the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. In other words, Prabhupada was nishta fixed in his devotional service, for they fully satisfy him as a traveler is satisfied at home after a troubled journey. And Prabhupada ends the purport with, a pure devotee of the Lord is exactly in a family tie with the Lord. And therefore he is undeterred, that means he's not stopped in any situation, in discharging his duty in a full affectionate tie with the Lord. I mean, that's a really powerful statement that really describes Prabhupada. So this particular purport is autobiographical. You know what that means?
It's like a biography.
Yeah, but autobiography means what?
How about that?
Oh my God. Autobiography is a biography you've basically written about yourself.
Yeah, about yourself.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a description. Yeah. It's a self-description about your life. And this purport is a self-description about Prabhupada's life. So, any questions or comments? We'll give it short. Yeah.
It's not exactly a question from this class, but me and my dad this morning we were thinking. Does every avatar from the dust avatar have like their own planet?
Not necessarily. Prabhupada describes in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya that only the human form avatars. But the ones like Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, at least that's Prabhupada's description, they don't have the non-human forms, don't have... doesn't have his own planet.
Okay, so.
According to Srila Prabhupada's description, the non-human forms. Mm-hmm. We know that Lord, there's a yoga in the spiritual world.
Yeah.
We know that there's Navadvip. We know that there's, of course, Krishna Loka in the spiritual world. Yeah. And it's not necessarily true that each and every form has a planet in the spiritual world. I mean, I'd never heard of like Parashuram Loka. Because the incarnation of Krishna as Parashuram is Parashuram. What does Parashuram mean? Do you know, Keshe? Do you know what it means?
Parashuram is
axe. Yeah, it means, and Ram means what?
Ram.
Well, it means Ram with the axe. Basically, you know, God with the axe. So, I've never read about a planet like that in the spiritual world because there's no need of axes and killing people.
Yeah.
You know, Parashuram killed all the Kshatriyas many times, created rivers of blood.
Oh.
So it's not necessarily true that all incarnations have planets in the spiritual world.
But all the non-human incarnations don't.
Don't. Some of the human incarnations do, at least we know that.
Okay.
So, did that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay, you can tell your father that. Any other questions or comments? No? No school today. Soccer today?
No. Well, soccer this afternoon, but I'm not going.
Too bad. Okay, all glorious. Probably want to thank everyone for joining us.
Oh.
Mayapur, Kunal, Angelina, Bhavin Patel. That's Dredjade's Dana, Radha Mohan, Draupadi, Adi Dave. Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.